Good afternoon. I'm Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to this reflection on this ninth Sunday after Pentecost, Proper 13, and we use the readings for Emancipation Day. The readings for provincial celebration of Emancipation Day, Exodus chapter 6, verses 2 to 13, Psalm 114, Paul's letter to Philemon, verses 8 to 21, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Let us praise God, for he is glorious. Let us give thanks, for he is the source of all good things. Let us worship him now, for he is the Lord of glory. Let us adore him, for he is the Lord. Amen. Lord, you are everywhere, and you know everything. There is nothing you do not know, and there is nothing you do not understand. There is no place we can hide from your searching gaze. You know our thoughts and our dreams, our hopes and our fears. We can fool everyone else, even ourselves, but we can never fool you. You are sovereign. You are the Lord. There is no other. We have come to worship you for your greatness. But we have come to praise you that your greatness is enclosed in loving kindness. And we ask that you speak to us through your word. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to respond. Amen. Thank you. Collect for Proper 13, followed by the Collect for Emancipation Day, and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. And because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Liberating God, whose service is perfect freedom, who delivered your people Israel from slavery in Egypt, we thank you for delivering the people of these islands out of enslavement into freedom. We pray that by your help, we will preserve our freedom, respect and defend the freedom of others, through him by whom we are made free, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled True Freedom. True Freedom. The writer of the book of Genesis paints for us a picture of perfect freedom at the end of God's act of creation. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and following. So God created humankind in his image. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the earth." And it was so. God saw everything that God had made, and indeed, it was very good. So humankind began this journey of life with perfect freedom, at one with God and each other. What changed this situation? What destroyed God's perfect creation? It was, of course, disobedience. Disobedience which led to sin. Sin which separates us from God and not only robs us of our freedom, but causes us to destroy the freedom of others. It is sin, disobedience to God, which causes our inability to see other human beings as individuals like us. our inability to see others as our brothers and sisters. Sin blinds us to the fact that we are created by the same Heavenly Father. Whether we are of a different color, live in a different place, speak a different language, or have different cultural and religious practices. It is the sin of avarice, extreme greed for wealth or material gain, that causes nations with power to enslave less powerful people and keep them as slaves under the most inhumane conditions. Slavery has always been an abomination. That is why God called Moses and empowered him to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. After over 400 years of physical, emotional, and spiritual slavery in Egypt, they were finally set free. No longer slaves in Egypt, but they became slaves of sin, disobedience to God's word and God's will. The liberated children of Israel found themselves as slaves to sin, which leads not only to separation from God, but oppression, spiritual blindness, and spiritual death. Unfortunately, the same is true today as we celebrate Emancipation Day, the liberation of the slaves in the Caribbean, the end of physical slavery. Today, many of the descendants of the slaves, free people, find themselves slaves to addiction, greed, anger, violence, and drugs. Many find themselves in a state of spiritual blindness, oppression, and spiritual death. That is not what God, a loving God, desires for God's people who are physically free. The Indian mystic Rajneesh says, "True freedom is always spiritual. It has something to do with your innermost being, which cannot be chained, handcuffed, or put in jail. True freedom," he says, "is always spiritual." That is why it is important for us, as we commemorate Emancipation Day, to reflect on the words of Jesus in Luke 4:16-19. As Jesus sets out the focus of his ministry, he reads from the book of the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim relief to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Jesus came to enable all persons to enjoy freedom. Not only freedom of body and mind, but true freedom, freedom of the spirit. Jesus offers us freedom from sin, which leads to physical, emotional, and spiritual slavery, imprisonment, and death, eternal death. Jesus said he was anointed. That means he was set aside for God to bring good news to those who are poor, whether their poverty is physical, emotional, or spiritual. The good news he brought was that God so loved the world that God gave God's one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. That is, they may enjoy perfect freedom. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Whatever our material, emotional, or spiritual state, with faith in Jesus Christ, with obedience to his word, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can have life and have it abundantly. We will not be shackled to materialism. We will not become slaves to wealth, fame, or power. We will be free from the domination of the world, the flesh, and the devil. As Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, in John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life. So if we desire truth, we should seek to know and follow Jesus. If we believe in him, we will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And when Christ sets us free, we are free indeed. St. Paul, in his letter to the Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, reminds us, for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. How do we do this? Paul points us to the secret of true freedom in Galatians chapter 5, as he continues, Christ through the Holy Spirit offers us freedom from the yoke of fornication, impurity, idolatry, sorcery, strife, jealousy, anger, quarrels, drunkenness, licentiousness, carousing, and hostility. All spiritual matters which affect every aspect of our being. But St. Paul affirms that to be truly free in the spirit, whatever our physical circumstances, we must live by the spirit. When we live by the spirit, Paul says, we will express in our daily interactions the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Paul affirms there is no law against such things. They offer us perfect freedom, true freedom, freedom to live, freedom to be the persons we were created to be, freedom to follow the way of God. As we reflect on the emancipation of the slaves in the Caribbean many years ago, we need to ask ourselves, will we continue to be slaves of sin, or will we allow Christ, the Son of God, to set us free? Remember, true freedom is always spiritual. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. You called us, O God, to be your people. You have loved us and chosen us to be your own. Clothe us with compassion, with your kindness, your humility, your gentleness, and your patience. Help us to forgive one another as you have forgiven us, and bind us all together in the perfect unity of your love. Amen. O merciful God, fill our hearts, we pray, with the graces of your Holy Spirit, with love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. Teach us to love those who hate us, to pray for those who despitefully use us, that we may be the children of your love, our Father, who makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. In adversity, grant us grace to be patient. In prosperity, keep us humble. May we guard the door of our lips. May we lightly esteem the pleasures of this world and thirst for heavenly things, true freedom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, give us wisdom to perceive you, intellect to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and life to proclaim you, through the power of the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Yeah. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as we deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, today and always. Amen. And in this time of COVID-19, we pray that you will wear your mask, wash your hands regularly, sanitize, and keep your distance. Be safe, and God bless.